In Deaf Podcast, hosted by Barry Mars, Episode 5, featuring Boism.
Peace, peace, peace. Got a very special guest with me, man. Go ahead and introduce yourself.
Hey, what's good? I go by the name is Boism. Shoot, from El Paso, Texas, but I moved around a lot, so I want to add AKs, man. I feel like I got some AKs, you know. I got like the wise guy, Bo the Wise, Bo the Gray. Yeah, that's about it right now.
Yes, sir.
Good, man. Let's go.
Man, it's a pleasure to have you on the pod, bro. For real, no.
Likewise, for real. Same mutual feeling, for real.
So this will be my first question. I normally start with a designated first question, but I'm going to start with this question first.
All right.
So when I think of ism, it takes me back to the early to mid 2000s. Kanye West was working with an artist by the name of GLC, right?
Okay.
And his whole thing was isms. Like everything he said was an ism. Like
that's wild.
He was on Kendrick's album, actually, Section 80. And one of the things he said on there was, I feel like I remember that whole excerpt. He was like, proper preparation prevents poor performance. Exercise yo-ism. Yeah. And don't depend on no one else. Church-ism, you know.
Yeah.
But nah, like, I want to know what the inspiration behind your name is, you know.
That's funny, man. Definitely. I'll say that was an inspiration for sure, you know, just even listening to Outkast a lot growing up, and like, you know, how they did the little skits and things like that. I'm like Stank on You, I think that was the album. I mean they always doing skits, but yeah. But even besides that, it was funny how you said that, how that dude kind of like lived that way, because that's how I feel like how I live, you know, what I speak and shit. A lot of people be saying, like, oh, you like light years away or whatever. I don't know, man. That's like the things I like to talk about. I really hate like dumb conversations or like pointless conversations or things like that. Like, I don't know, man. Dry conversations, very surface level. I'm like, yo, let's get down to the nitty gritty. Like, who are you type deal? You know what I mean? And same thing, vice versa. Like, I really want people to really know who I am instead of just off rip thing. Like, oh, that's your football team. You must be this type of person or something like that. You know what I mean?
Facts.
Yeah, but yeah, really just isms, man. It's like, you know, my pops was real wise. So now that's just how I live too, for real. I just want to get my son isms, make sure when, you know, God forbid I die too soon or whatever, but if he listens to my music, he's going to get the isms that he needs. And that's just what it is.
Yes, sir. Great answer. All right, my next question. The question I usually start with. Dream studio session, right?
Yeah.
You get to pick one producer. Nah, you know what? Two co-producers for you, bro.
Crazy. Okay.
Two co-producers.
Okay.
Dang. And four artists. Two co-producers and four artists.
Dang. Okay. I don't know. Let's see what kind of music I want to make, right? Like,
definitely
we'll go off rip on producers. Would be one of them, would be Alchemist.
Yes, sir.
I think, like, ever since I ever heard him, I was like, okay, this dude is my favorite now. Second one will be tough because I don't know if I want a person that makes, like, just, like, bangers or, like, I want to say, this one might throw everybody off for real, but I think this person doesn't get their roses, man. So, like, I'll say Lex Luger and Alchemist. Yeah, people don't say, like, people forgot about Lex Luger, man, but I feel like he was like a Rushmore producer. People don't even like give flowers to. Like, no one talks about where he at. Like, I don't even know where he at right now. You know what I mean? But yeah, I'll say I grew up on Lex Luger a lot. So those will be my two producers. And then artist wise, man, it will be, this is going to be a strange mix too. I want to add, I don't want to be the first person to say, but I'm going to say Kendrick, man, for real. Mm. I got to, man. I feel like I want to know what his writing process is, for like if he writes or not or whatever. Like, just want to know what he does to get in his bag.
Right.
Yeah. And is it dead or alive? It's dead or alive, right?
Yeah, for sure.
Oh, okay, bet. So, and I guess just because I was when I dabbled in the 90s, just music, I want to say Big. That's like for the flows and shit, man. Like, I feel like he'd just be cool to just chill with. Let's see who else. Four artists, man. I'm gonna say Earl Sweatshirt, man. I feel like he'll be a dude that I feel like I can really be myself with. Like, he's gonna be like the other person that I kind of like pull energy off of. Like, okay, cool. I can like chill out and not take this shit so like focusedly serious or whatever.
Right.
So I'd say Earl Sweatshirt. And
you can pick a singer too if you want to.
Bet. If I can pick a singer, who? Man, I really want to look through my phone, but let's see. A singer, man. Let me really think about this. I have Big, Kendrick, Earl. This next person gotta go crazy too. I gotta pick Three Stacks. I don't know why I didn't think about Three Stacks. I gotta pick Three Stacks. Hold up. I'm bugging.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Hold up. I was like, who can rap and sing Three Stacks? Of course. Okay, bet.
So, yes, sir.
Yeah. So those would be that'll be my crazy group and see what we come up with that.
Dope. Okay, so my next question. This is gonna be a layered question, Mal.
Okay.
Okay, so I'm going to give you two eras, right? I'm going to give you the 2000s and the 2010s, right?
Okay.
Pick your most influential, like, producer rapper projects from each era, like, whereas a producer produced the whole thing for this artist. Like, pick two projects from each era that influenced you.
Okay. I don't know if he produced all of these for real, to be honest with you, but I think for like early 2000s, growing up in a Latin, you know, family and stuff like that, and the culture is different. My mom did not listen to no hip hop or soul or nothing like that. She listened to like, you know, salsa and all that stuff. Mark Anthony was always playing in my crib for real.
Right.
Cleaning and stuff. But so I'll say when I first like heard rap, man, I think it was Lil Jon. So I think I might have to do like, I want to say he produced all of like Crunk Juice.
I think so.
So if he produced all of Crunk Juice, man, definitely gonna say Lil Jon, cause yo, I probably had my mom scared and like worried about her son for real, cause I asked to buy this CD. I don't know where we was at. Probably Walmart. I was like, Mom, buy me this CD. And she didn't know, again, coming from El Salvador, like she doesn't know what explit means or nothing like that. So she bought me the dirty version. And I was like, I didn't even know what it meant either. You know what I'm saying? So yes, you wouldn't believe I remember playing it. And I was even afraid and low-key offended of what I was hearing. Because I wasn't ready for it. My mom don't talk like that. So we played it and just like I was jamming though at the same time and looking at her like I don't know if I can say that word, and she didn't know, she let me though. So I'll say, you know, my mom loved me enough to actually let me play the whole album in the car, and I would play it all day in my room. But after I played that one time in the car, it was like I was able to bring it, but she would get tired of the album real quick. But for early 2000s it's gonna be Lil Jon, man, Crunk Juice. For 2010s, so this is producer, right, for 2010?
Yes, sir. Producer, rapper album combos.
Okay. Whew. 2010s. It's a tough one because it's like, combos. I have to sip my coffee for this one. Really get think this through. This is a tough one to pick for real because I'm not too sure who produced certain albums, but I might do like the. Do EPs and stuff like that count?
Yeah, for sure.
All right. I think Yours Truly 2, I believe it is. J. Cole's Yours Truly 2. I think that's what it's called, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah, I want to say that one. I mean, that it felt like an album when I heard it, and I thought it was, and I was trying to like really listen to it on my phone and couldn't find it. It was just YouTube. I was able to listen to it.
Right.
So if he produced that whole album, I'm not sure, or the whole EP, then I would say that one would probably be like a absolute fire, like hit that he's made, a full blown project that he's made. And if you talk, are you talking collabs or like one solo artist that did it all?
So like, I'll give you some examples. Like,
yeah.
You got the Freddie Gibbs and Madlib project, Bandana. Okay. You know, you got, you know, something for like the early, for like the 2000s was like the Little Brother group. Whereas, you know, Fonte and rapper Big Pooh were rapping, and Ninth Wonder did all the beats on the whole project. Something like that. You know what I mean?
I see. My fault. Shoot, man, that's a tough one then for me. I mean, I don't want to, because I honestly didn't pay attention to much of that info back in the time, so it's hard for me to pick. But an easy one would be like, what, like, nah, he didn't even produce the whole album. Shit, man, that's a hard question for me. But I want to know who, I know Madlib actually had a banger in the early 2000s, and he produced, whose album was it, man? Hold on. Because I that's how I discovered Madlib too. Man, who did he produce for? He had an album he produced for in the early 2000s.
You talking about Mad Villainy?
Was that with him and MF?
Yeah.
Yeah, nah, I wasn't talking about that one, but that's actually a good album for real. Nah, he did another one. But yeah, honestly, bro, I can't really tell you then, because I wasn't too aware of those like titles yet. I mean, early 2000s, a lot of producers right. didn't really get their name out like that. You would really listen to just for the artists or whatever, which is sad. Right. Now I'm glad we progressed into actually becoming fans of producers for real, because that's actually find the hard that like the hottest artist right now. I'll tell you that is follow the producers. If anyone listening looking for some gems, follow the producer for the hottest new artists that are coming out. But I'm gonna have to say. I wouldn't be able to answer that question then, man. Right, not for right. just not having that knowledge, man. I apologize for real.
Right, right. No worries, bro. So, next question. Let's see. Okay, so this is my next question. Name an album that changed the way you produced music and wrote music. Name an album that changed the way you approach music altogether.
Oh man, that's a quick and easy one for me. I would have to say, I think it's called B from Common.
Oh yes, that's yes.
Amazing album that people don't really talk about no more. But that album, you know, Common really is actually the artist that had me change up everything of like what hip hop is to me now and stuff. Because back then, I'll be honest with you, when I was a kid, I was really listening to Lil Wayne. So I had some, thanks. I had rough bars and I thought were bars for real.
Word.
And when I first heard Stay Scheming, that was the song that because I didn't know much about, you know, I didn't grow up on this stuff. So that's when I first heard Common for real. And that's when I got into a lot of conscious music because of Common. Because when I was like, yo, who's this dude? And then I listened to more of his stuff, listened to Sweet, and then found out he was from Chicago. And then I started listening to Chicago artists. And then from there, branched to like Lupe and Kanye more, actually paying attention to Kanye, things like that more. And yeah, so I'm gonna have to say Common was that dude, that B album was fire to me.
No, facts. That's actually, I would say, right next to like Water for Chocolate, I'd say that's my favorite Common album.
Yeah, is that the one that had I Used to Love Her or not? Nah, which one was that one?
That was the one with the green, with like the cover with the green in it.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I know that cover. I just don't know. Nah, I Used to Love Her was an older song, huh?
Yeah.
But that album is tough too. That's another classic album that he's done. That's absolute fire. I Used to Love Her. That was another song that I was like, oh crap. Like, my boy showed it to me once. I told him that. I was like, yo, I listen to Common. thinking that I know something that people don't know, right? And he was like, oh no, I know, bro. Like, you listen to the song, and I listened to him. I really thought he really did get me, because I mean, at the time, young, so I was probably like 15, 16. And he was like, I really think he's talking about a girl, and then talking about hip hop. And I was like, oh, this guy is fire. This is my guy.
Right.
Yeah, for sure.
Bad. So my next question. Okay, this will be a good one. You are forced to lock yourself in a room, and all you have with you is one doll, one MIDI controller or piece of hardware, and three samples. What piece of hardware are you taking with you? What DAW are you using? What three samples are you working with?
Ooh, that's an awesome question. I definitely got used to Ableton, so I've been an Ableton guy now for a little bit, but honestly, I've been working on any DAW. But I'll say Ableton. I just got the MPC, so I'm gonna say my little MPC will be my little hardware that I'll use to chop up some things. And the samples, I'm not gonna lie, man, I got a, I don't know if you listen to Charlie Boy, he like this, it was this dude from, I wanna say Houston, big dude, R&B type of singer, excuse me. And grew up on him a lot. And I'll say I would wanna sample one of his songs, probably, what's it called, man? I forgot the song it's called. It's like, I tried chopping it up not too long ago and I did a terrible job. I forgot the name of the song, but let's just say Charlie Boy will be one.
Mm-hmm.
Two, I would have to, Man, it's so much in the vault, man, for real. If I can just find like a really good Ronnie Laws vinyl, I'll definitely give me Ronnie Laws, man, because I feel like he's a really go-to. I think I sampled him like 3-4 times already. I just don't know the name of the songs. And another one would be, so I got me a little South Hit, got me a little Smooth, a hard sample, and I can do, there's a song that I'm just recently sampling right now, it's pretty tough, but let's do, I don't know, I would want to get like a reggae, I might want to sample a reggae track, but I don't know, I wouldn't know who exactly, I don't want to say just Bob Marley or someone like that, you know what I mean, but yeah, if I can just find me a really cool reggae track, I would like to sample, that's something I haven't tapped into yet. But to be stuck in a room, it'll definitely have me entertained and locked in. those will be my answers for that. That's cool. Hey, I like that.
Dope. So next question. I usually ask what two mental health tips are. I'm going to switch it up and say, what are two mantras that you live by, and elaborate on them?
Ooh, mantras. That's tough. Okay, I would definitely go with nothing really. You can choose what's real. You know what I mean? It's your choice to make what's real. That would be one for real. If I can just look at myself in the mirror, like, you choose what's real, you choose what's real. And I'll say nobody's your master. That's another one. And that one would just be off of, so the first one is, yeah, you know, you got that choice of like what you want to, what's going to be an obstacle. Like, are you going to make it an obstacle, or are you going to just make it a step? Because I feel like people get those two confused really easy. And you make the obstacles an excuse. You give those excuses. But if you have a step, then you make a plan. And so I think if just get rid of the obstacles and just turn it into a step. Growing up, me, I would definitely tell myself that, like, yo, it's just a step. Just, this is what you got to go through. And sometimes steps come with a little bit of extra little mini steps in mind, you know what I mean? And it's just what it is. It's a part of the game.
Right.
that master one would just be don't let no one get under your skin type stuff. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like if you let anyone make you mad, they your master because they just got in your head. Like, it's, right. Don't you think that's kind of annoying, bro? When someone like just frustrates you or you just like get anxious because you're talking to somebody and why are you putting that person on the pedestal type deal? Right. And you letting everyone, all these things around you become your master. And it's like, and it don't even got to be a person. It can be just off of politics type stuff or like, you know, culture things, anything it is, you know what I mean? That you feel like you have to like conform to and, you know, just to vibe out. Just eliminate that feeling and just be your own self. For real.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. All right. Last question before we wrap everything up. You sent in the song. We're going to play it at the end of the podcast called Truth Be Cold. So, first and foremost, fire title. I rock with the title off rip. Love the song. Man, great song. Talk about the inspiration behind it, the inspiration behind the title, the process with making the beat, you know, where you pulled from to put the lyrics together. Let's talk about all of that.
Oh, yeah. That song is one of my favorites. I held on to that beat since 2017. I made it, bro. And it was funny. I had my boy let me borrow his like a little MIDI controller. It was like, I forgot, I think an APC or something like that it's called. But I was using it for a little bit and I was excited because that was my first time actually having a MIDI in a long time. My other one had broke, so I couldn't even do nothing. So I was like, okay, I can finally make a beat. That was my excuse not to make beats. Mm-hmm. So I went on YouTube and I follow, or I'm subscribed to this page called, it's called Adventure Sounds or Sound Adventure.
I'm hip.
Yeah, you know what I'm talking about. Yeah. So Ronnie Lost popped up and you know, I play it and I'm playing it through and it's like, yo, this is kind of too fast, but there was something about it that had like the swing to it that I really liked. Mm-hmm. And I instantly downloaded it really to sample something else that I heard. And once I had it in and out, like, you know, on my DAW, whatever, I slowed it down and I played it all the way through. Mm-hmm. And there's like this little solo with a saxophone that was just like phenomenal. And when it was slow, it just made it 10 times better, at least in my opinion. I was like, I wish he just did it, played it like this. So just chopped it up. And it was literally like maybe 3-4 chops. I mean, I chopped up a lot of it, but those are, I only probably used like 4 chops for real. And after that, I, as a producer or an artist, you kind of like feel like you need to really flip something.
Right.
So I kind of ruined it at first. You know what I mean? I tried doing all these other sounds and just like decorating it as much as possible so I can say like, yeah, I flipped it. It doesn't sound at all like the original track. Mm-hmm. And I just ruined it. And so I just kept that loop for a long time. And then, me kind of... I guess experimenting through other sounds. Cause I feel like all my music experimental, you know what I mean? I feel like finally got that like sound that I like for sure, but I experimented a lot. So I kept that in the vault forever. I was actually going to give it to somebody probably 2018 and I just couldn't, you know what I mean? I really couldn't, man. I don't know what it was. And so maybe that was God telling me like, you gonna write to this one day. So kept going throughout life. And I decided like, oh, I'm gonna hop on. I always freestyling to it. And yeah, like Truth Be Cold came along just off of like the bars that it came with, you know, Truth Be Cold or Truth Be Told or Truth Be Cold, you know, I got homies that never left the city, that whole part. And I just really like that Truth Be Told, Truth Be Cold, you know, off of just freestyling and really just kind of trying to play with words. And I was like, okay, this is tough. And I think just because I said that line, I wanted that line was originally in the freestyle and everything else I kind of had a piece in, but it made me want to be cold with myself and others, you know what I mean? And really like swallow pills of my own pills and you know, stuff pills down people, I guess. I don't know, but like, so, you know, I started off saying, I'm just trying to figure it out. I'm just trying to figure it out. Lord, give me out some I'm working on. Yeah, like, you know how I just feel like sometimes you get like these options, right? In the beginning of the song, I say, you know, you get a bunch of options, but you don't know which one to choose. You don't even know which one's for you, right? So like, it's like, me as a God-fearing person, I'm like, okay, God gave me all these options. What's the one you want me to pick, though? And that, while I'm trying to hear him out, that's that whole, I'm trying to hear him out still. But why'd you give me all these? Just like, tell me to go somewhere.
Right.
And, so that was one that was, you know, from there went to, you know, there's other lines where I say they're going to push the weight or add to the load. And I feel like that's just a kind of like a, you know, a no brainer for real. I feel like, you know, if you going, if you going to hold yourself back, you're going to hold yourself back. But if you're going to push, then you know what I mean? You're pushing, and that's just what it is. Right. If you let anything hold you back, that, that excuse thing, again, I'm talking about, like, yeah. So just things like that and doubts, you know, I talk about doubts a lot. I think a lot of things that stun my growth every now and then would be doubting myself a little too much. Even the title, right? Like, you know, it's funny that you love the title so much, because I wasn't too sure about the title either. I was like, what if people just like don't get it, or am I doing too much? You know what I mean? Like, you have that those two little things, and
right.
I just had to rock with it for real. And I mean, I enjoyed it. I was like, I love the song. So just really being real with myself, you know, it's talking about and obviously like the funny like contradictions that we come with, right? I say what I say, like, I want you to feel me, but I still carry walls, or I want y'all to hear me, but I don't want applause. Like little things like that is, you know, me as a personality, I don't fit well with the music industry as a personality wise. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I don't like to go for the attention. I don't like being in the spotlight. I feel like nowadays that's what we kind of, you know, that's what we do. You know, we kind of be like, yo, I'm over here, like, right. Everyone's swiping and stuff. Yeah. Like, wait, hold on. Like, don't swipe me. You gotta listen to this. You know what I mean?
Right,
and that, it kills me, bro, for real. It really do. And, or like, yeah, sometimes, you know, you don't know how to take in that, like, oh, this is fire, whatever. Like, oh, I appreciate it. And I just want to be able, like, it means so much to me. I can't just say, oh, I appreciate it. You know what I mean? So it puts me again in that weird feeling and stuff. So yeah, little things like that, or feeling like, again, the whole, want y'all to feel me, but I still carry walls. Like, those are things of like, you know, the typical stuff. Like, I really want people to hear me out in my music and understand where I'm coming from and be as vulnerable as possible. But sometimes like that vulnerability will get you, right? And then I kind of say that with my heart on my sleeve ever since I was kin to a fault, never really cared about the cost. Like, growing up, I was very destructive as a, not like physically destroying things, but oh man, I would burn bridges off of what I would say, or being very blunt, not knowing that I'm being rude sometimes, and that would be a thing, or trying to get things like my way or whatever it is. Like, I was very like complete opposite of who I am today, for real. And that kind of yeah, it was like a fault almost, you know what I mean? Like, sometimes it was good that, like, you know, sometimes you need to speak up, and that's good that you spoke up and then you get things done that way. But there's other times where, like, you got to just learn your place, or learn there's a time and place for everything. And I had to learn that very young, because I wasn't a big dude, I'll tell you that. So I it did not do me any justice, right. I'll tell you that. And yeah, definitely just little things like that in my life. Truth Be Cold is about really is just those, you know, telling people, you know, come with me. Like, let's just go to Cali. Let's do this all together. No one really want to go. All right, I'm going to do it anyways. But I had other personal issues that everyone knew about, why I left as well to California from El Paso. But so I get it and I understand. Everyone got their own lives. They got their own things going, their own plans and stuff like that. But so there's a lot, man. It's a lot. Truth Be Cold is a one of those like little anthems for me, you know what I mean? I feel like the whole vibe and everything is like who I am. If I was like a sound, you know what I mean? Like in another world, if I can be something, I don't want to be that song. And just like flowing around, you like catch a drift, you know, catch a little drift of Truth Be Cold. Like, oh, dang, okay. Like, oh, Bo's here or whatever. You know what I mean? I don't know. But definitely that's how I feel about that song, man. It's a good song for real. I appreciate you loving that shit.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Great song. That brings our podcast to a close, man. Plug yourself in.
Yo,
your IG, anything you got coming up. Go ahead, man.
No, sure, man. I got a bunch of singles right now. I ain't doing albums just yet, but I got It's All Good. coming out in June. Don't know the exact date just yet. I'm moving, so a lot going on. But yeah, so it's all good coming out. You can find me on IG at Bo Wisdom. So it's Bo underscore WIZDUMB. And that's everywhere too. I think Twitter and also my TikTok, I think, is that as well. But yeah, I mean, I don't really be on Twitter like that. So mainly just follow me everywhere on that. Boism, though, that's how you spell it, as B-O-I-I-I-Z-U-M. If you want to find me on YouTube, Apple Music, Spotify, or anywhere else you listen to music, that's where you're going to find it. Hey, man, I appreciate you a whole lot, for real.
Most def. Thank you for being on this pod, man. It was a pleasure.
Absolutely, man, for real. Same way. I feel likewise. Again, just invited me for it. You know, it's a cool little thing you're doing. I enjoyed it. I'm enjoying listening to these, so I can't wait for the next one to come on, for real.
Hey, blessings. Good, man. Yes, sir.
Already, bro.
NDEF Podcast, episode 5. I don't know why I didn't say episode 5 at the beginning of the podcast. My bad, everybody. But yeah, episode 5. Y'all take it easy. Peace, peace.
Hey, let's go.
I'm trying to figure it out. Lord, give me options while I'm working on hearing them out. I wonder how he picks them out. I'm just a regular dude who loves sitting on the couch. Hate facing my greatest sins. I wonder where my patience went. Devil can't get close, but I need to repent. I got that feeling. Though the Bible be so healing. Tempted to fast and gave up so quick. Am I hard on myself or do I hear him within? With my heart on my sleeve ever since I was kin to a fault. Never really cared about the cost. Love to be busy, but I really hate the cost. Want y'all to hear me, but I don't want applause. Want y'all to feel me, but I still carry walls. Rehabilitating my spirit, flesh going through withdrawals. Rehabilitating my spirit, flesh going through withdrawals. Rehabilitating my. I'm on me, but the same boat. I got homies that never left the city. We ain't on the same smoke. Truth be told, or truth be cold. Either gonna push the weight or head to the low. And these are just simple issues, baby. Can't afford to miss them. If we finish last, I'ma tell them that we're winning. I pray the Lord give me wisdom and Solomon. I won't sell myself short, I'm a prouder man. A prouder, ever prouder, I don't got a plan. Confusing self-level, ego will lead you down. Never too much or too little. Someone like Malcolm in the middle. Men lie, women lie, good man cries but never dies. That's why I'm shaking my head whenever I see you doubt. And these are just simple issues, baby, can't afford to miss them. If we finish last, I'ma tell them that we're winning. And these are just simple issues, baby, can't afford to miss them. And if we finish last, I'ma tell them that we're winning.
NDEF Podcast.